Oh, here we go again. Let's see. In the early 50s, I was quite young, being born in 46. Wasn't really aware of the environmental issues, the political issues, or the Korean War. I just remember hearing talks about it. In between listening to Hank Williams sing. I was also involved in the Boy Scouts real heavily in the 50s. I got to see President Eisenhower. I don't know if it was his first term or second term, but I did see Eisenhower. I think it was after he was reelected. So that was in 56. So that would have to be the second term. Vietnam was something I never even heard of. In the latter, mid to latter 55s, you had the desegregation conflicts and problems. Because being born in Macon, I remember the restrooms and water fountains were white and colored. And they always sat at the back of the bus.
What did you think about that? Was it just normal to you? Did you really not?
Yeah. I didn't think anything about it. I called a black woman a colored lady one time. And I remember being told, and I don't even remember who it was by, that's a colored woman. That's not a colored lady. And I thought that odd. But I didn't pay much attention to it. I just remember being told that.
So when desegregation came about, was it an issue with you? Was it something you thought needed to happen, or something that you would rather not happen, or it just really didn't matter? Or?
It was something I never gave any thought to, because like I say, it was just a way of life. I played with more black kids than I did white kids when I was young, because I had to go to work with Dad. So I couldn't afford a babysitter. Mama was working. So they were just kids. They were just different colors. I didn't think nothing about it. I didn't know what prejudice was. Of course, most kids don't.
So then evidently your family mustn't have been prejudiced. So then you probably would have gotten it from home.
Well, I came from very prejudicial people. Like I said, it's just a way of life. In the South, the blacks were stuck with the blacks, and they didn't intermingle with the whites that much that I was ever exposed to. And like I said, as a child, I had no problems with it. I just played with black kids, played with them, eat with them, fought with them. It was just a way of life, and I never had to go to school with them. There was not any in the Boy Scouts, my troop anyway.
But did the racial tension scare you? I mean, I know now sometimes I get scared with everything going on and riots and all that kind of stuff. I mean, did...
Well, back in the mid to late 50s when they were doing their boycotts of this and the boycott of that, they weren't riding buses and making... as they did a lot, but like I said, they sat at the back. So, to kind of help the transit system down there, as an example, the kids in my neighborhood would just load on the bus and ride across town and come back. suggest to the buses were going to run anyway, so we figured we would just ride them and help them recover somewhat from their loss of revenue. Then a couple of people would come on with the guitars, and we'd just sit in the back and sing and just enjoy our ride.
Well, was this something that that teachers helped organize, or that your parents said something about? I mean, I just know me at 10, I don't think it would have ever crossed my mind to get on a bus and ride it to help support their revenue. I mean,
well, no. We had, of course, had to get parents' permission, and we told them what we were doing, and they had no problem with it. But you got to also take into consideration the world was not as mean. There was not as much violence then as there is now. Now you wouldn't even remotely think about that for fear of a violent encounter somewhere along your route. Because heck, back then I used to ride bicycle all over Macon. You can't ride a bicycle like that now. A child can. Adults do, but I would never allow my child to ride a bicycle the way I did when I was growing up. Partly because of the violence and the weirdo people in the society we live in, and then partly because of all the traffic these days. So you just got to do things then you can't do now. And the I never really give that much thought to it as far as being scared or like I said, I was always exposed to black kids growing up. I had no problems with them. I mean, you know, they were just people.
Did that ever change as you got older? And then
it has. Some people don't want to be liked by other people. I mean, by that, I mean they have their own prejudices, and they just flat and plainly do not desire to socialize with another ethnic group. And I've run into a lot of people like that, whether they be Oriental or Mexican or black. But then again, you have some people that are willing to mix and mingle in a totally different society, or as in blacks and whites, or Hispanics and whites. But you still have percentages of whites, blacks, that are just prejudiced against any other race. Those people will always be the way they are, and trouble usually follows them. Like I said, I don't care what color you are, you're going to have a percentage of people that are just going to be your troublemakers, your instigators, and all that.
Like in the beginning of the 50s, McCarthy started using communism as a way to gain political power, like accusing people of being communists, things like that, and the Red, what was called the Red Scare, was beginning to escalate.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you were really young then, but that was something that just continued on for many, many years. Do you remember anything about that, being having a fear of communism? And do you think it was a fear of just because everyone else was scared, or because it was something you didn't understand, or
well, even back then, at such an early age, you could attribute a lot of your views and points and fears and whatnot to the media. Television hadn't been out very long, but we had one, and I listened to a radio a lot, and you know, the big thing was people with money had fallout shelters due to the Red Scare, the atomic age was developing, and like I say, if you had money, then you had a fallout shelter. We never did, but
did that scare you?
I can't say that it ever scared me, because I don't guess I really thought about it that much. Very few 10-year-olds and 12-year-olds think about the world problems. And they've got a problem if they run out of Kool-Aid, you know. That's the extent of their problem. Or Gatorade, but they don't give that much concern or thought to the world crisis. Although I think it's kids these days think about it more, because it's, I guess, discussed more in school. I don't know, because you can hear some of the interviews on TV and radio or what have you, little kids expressing their viewpoints on whatever the crisis might be or the political scene. But as a child back in the 50s and 1940s, I didn't think that much about it as far as the communism or the black-white issue for that matter.
When you just think about the whole period of the 50s, what comes to mind? I mean, like, social trends or whatever.
Oh, there were social trends. And I guess one thing that sticks in my mind about remembering it was the way people dressed in school. The ones from the north side or the affluent neighborhoods, they just all wore the same clothes.
What did they wear?
They all wore Levi jeans. And I'm not about pennies and Sears jeans. That didn't bother me none, but they all wore Levi jeans. And these cute little teeny shoes. And me, I wore my lace-up black and white tennis shoes, you know. I had black ones and I had white ones. But they were little pump-type tennis shoes, you know. What I call pimping pumps. But there were social trends then, I mean, even that I remember.
Were schools real cliquey, like they are now, just certain groups, whatever?
Not in elementary. Not really, even in junior. Elementary schools were mixed, meaning co-ed. High school was not. I went to junior high, and across the road was the senior high school, where military was mandatory, barring no physical defects.
What, like ROTC program?
Yep.
And it was just boys in the high school?
The girls' high school was about a mile away, so that vicinity.
And these were public schools?
Yep.
Hmm.
So when I moved to Atlanta, see, I had just turned 15, and I come up here to co-ed schools, and I went berserk.
Call them girls.
I didn't know what to say. I tried to maintain the hate. But I really didn't notice cliques that much. Some of the affluent people that, you know, from their neighborhoods across the river on the other side of the tracks or whatnot, they kind of hung together. And I guess I kind of hung out with the people that I was raised around and grew up with and pal around with.
So, well, when you came to Atlanta, it was the Macon schools that had ROTC mandatory, right?
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta didn't?
I'm not sure. I don't know if they had them or not. I imagine some of them did, public schools. But if they did, I wasn't really aware of it. I just know that where I went, we did not. Of course, it was in a fairly new school. It was only about 4 years old, 4 years old, I think.